Chapter 2. Perversions of Science. Imperialists, calling upon Darwinism in defense of the subjugation of weaker races, could point to The Origin of Species, which referred in its subtitle to the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Darwin had been talking about pigeons, but the imperialists saw no reason why his theories should not apply to men. Richard Hofstadter. Ideas about race, many of them generated by biologists, have been exploited to justify slavery, to sterilize people deemed unfit, and in Hitler's Germany, to conduct murderous campaigns against innocent and defenseless segments of society, such as gypsies, homosexuals, and mentally ill children. Most chilling of all was the horrific fusion of eugenic ideas with notions of racial purity that drove the National Socialists to slaughter some 6 million Jews in the territories under their control. Because there could be no more serious caution for any who would inquire into the nature of race, the errors that lured people and governments down these mistaken paths need first to be understood. Racism is a surprisingly modern concept, the word first appearing in the Oxford English Dictionary only in 1910. Before that, ethnic prejudice existed in profusion and still does. The ancient Greeks applied the word barbarian to anyone who didn't speak Greek. China has long called itself the Central Kingdom, regarding as barbarians all who live outside its borders. The Klick-speaking Bushmen of the Kalahari Desert divide the world into Julhuansi, or real people, such as themselves, and Om, a category that includes other Africans, Europeans, and inedible animals, such as predators. Europeans link nationality with edibility in devising derogatory names for one another. Thus the French refer to the English as les rosbifs, roast beefs, while the English call the French frogs, as in frog's legs, a French delicacy, and Germans krauts, from sauerkraut or fermented cabbage. The central premise of racism, which distinguishes it from ethnic prejudice, is the notion of an ordered hierarchy of races in which some are superior to others. The superior race is assumed to enjoy the right to rule others because of its inherent qualities. Besides superiority, racism also connotes the idea of immutability, thought once to reside in the blood and now in the genes. Racists are concerned about intermarriage, the purity of the blood, lest it erode the basis of their race's superiority. Since quality is seen as biologically inherent, the racist's higher status can never be challenged, and inferior races can never redeem themselves. The notion of inherent superiority, which is generally absent from mere ethnic prejudice, is held to justify unlimited abuse of races held to be inferior, from social discrimination to annihilation. The essence of racism is that it regards individuals as superior or inferior because they are imagined to share physical, mental, and moral attributes with the group to which they are deemed to belong, and it is assumed that they cannot change these traits individually, writes the historian Benjamin Isaac. It's not surprising that the notion of racial superiority emerged in the 19th century, after European nations had established colonies in much of the world and sought a theoretical justification of their dominion over others. At least two other strands of thought fed into modern ideologies of racism. One was the effort by scientists to classify the many human populations that European explorers were able to describe. The other was that of social Darwinism,